Now turn to section 2. Section 2. You will hear an employee of the Sports Super Centre giving a guided tour of the facilities in the centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 17. Listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 17.
It's so nice to see so many people here on our open day. I hope you'll be impressed by what you see and that you'll all decide to join up. We have tried to cover all aspects of sport and fitness here at the centre. Well, let's start, shall we? As we're standing here at reception looking down the long corridor, you'll notice the car park on your left, where most of you have parked, asks you to reverse into the parking spaces for safety reasons. Also, this morning, a couple of keen potential members rode their bikes right in through the door instead of leaving their bikes outside there on your right, where the secure bike stands are. You may be wondering why there are so many mothers arriving with little children. As we proceed, you'll see that this first room on your right is a creche, where you can leave your little ones for up to 2 hours and they'll be expertly supervised while you work out. After the creche, on the same side of the corridor, is the male locker room with showers, spa and sauna. Opposite that, on your left, there's a staircase leading to the mezzanine floor. You'll not only get a great view out over the playing fields, but you'll also find a coffee shop and snack bar selling a range of wholesome food and drinks, protein shakes, fruit smoothies, that kind of thing. We won't go up the stairs at this point. I'll give you some time later when you can explore at your leisure. Most of you in the group are women, so next, let me point out the women's locker room, which has the same facilities as the men's, you know, things like showers, spa and sauna. It's separated from the men's locker room by an office, which the staff mainly use for administrative purposes. As we move on the same side of the corridor as the stairs, you'll see the entrance to the main hall, where they hold yoga classes, aerobics, and so on. On the wall here, there is a timetable of all group classes, and it is updated regularly. Now, opposite the hall is the gymnasium itself. Go ahead, have a look. Impressive, isn't it? Very spacious, light and airy with all the most modern equipment. As we continue down the corridor, past the main hall, on the same side, there is a conference room. This is mainly used when the centre is hosting a big sports event of some kind. It gives the officials a quiet place to gather and have meetings and so on. You'll have seen the 400-metre athletics track on your way in beside the car park. We have some pretty big athletics conventions here. Well, after a strenuous workout, I bet there's nothing you'd like more than a swim in the aquatic complex. But first, these rooms on our right are all part of the sports medicine clinic, where you have access to a doctor, physiotherapist, massage therapist, podiatrist, and even a sports psychologist if you need one. Of course, you'll need to make appointments, but if you have any questions, just pop in and see the clinic receptionist and she'll help you out. Okay, let's go through the turnstile ahead of us. And here we are, in the aquatic centre. Turn left, past the pool shop where you can buy or hire goggles, swim caps and such like, and we're outside, poolside. Beautiful, isn't it? Especially on a day like today. Go on, dip your toes in the water, and if that's not warm enough for you, then I'll take you to the indoor pool, which is less than half the size, but heated to 32 degrees. Let's go back past the pool shop and through the double doors to the indoor pool. Well, that's all I have time to show you. Let's go back to the reception area and, if you like, we can run through some details about opening hours, membership and so on.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, You have some time to look at questions 18 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 18 to 20.
Now, in this brochure, you'll see the opening hours. The centre is open 7 days from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, except for public holidays, which follow Sunday's timetable. On Saturdays, we open at the same time as weekdays and close a little earlier. So that's 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturdays, and on Sundays, everyone gets a sleep in. You can come in between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Membership fees cover access to the gym, group classes, and the pool. But if you want to join a swim squad to train with a coach, you should inquire at reception for prices and timetables. In the gym, personal training is available from one of our dedicated team of trainers, and reception will have more information on who is free when and what hourly rates apply. However, there is always a certificated instructor on hand in the gym at all times for advice and help. And once your membership is paid, you are entitled to a free health assessment, and you'll get a program designed to meet your own particular needs. You'll need to book a time for this with the gym instructor. Now, if you're a mum or dad, remember you can leave your children in the creche. They take babies from 6 weeks old. Bookings are essential though, and you'll have to check the website for times and pricing. Members are also entitled to tennis lessons on a Tuesday or Thursday from 9 till 10:30, but bookings are essential, so ring Natalie. Her number is here in the brochure to reserve a place. Well, I think that's it. Any questions?
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.